Lac La Biche, it's been a strange month. Local firefighters are continuing their seasonal warnings to residents about ice safety on local lakes and at the same time, still cautioning residents about wildfire dangers on local properties. December's mild temperatures and reduced snowfall have made local water bodies an attractive destination with clear, smooth ice surfaces. In recent days, with overnight temperatures dropping to the minus double digits, a layer of ice about a foot deep has frozen above most chilly waters, but even though that may technically be enough to withstand the weight of a vehicle, Lac La Biche County Regional Fire Chief John Cocotillo says it's not a uniform thickness across all lakes. It's still not cold enough to really get that ice thickness where it should be. I wouldn't be going out there, just yet, he told the Lac La Biche Post newsroom on the afternoon of December 19, just 2 days before the official start of the winter season, and just a few days since his fire crews responded to their most recent grass fire in the community. We've had 3 of 4 grass fires here this month. In December, that's unheard of, and not like they are small, it can be 2 or 3 acres. Area fire officials are continuing to monitor ice levels and fire hazards across the region. Cocotillo is reminding residents to be aware and alert when they are on or around all frozen water bodies. He's also urging residents to continue to practice fire smart lessons like removing debris from around their homes, that could help fires to spread, and keeping sparks or open flame away from dry grass. Reports of a structure and grass fire called into the Lac La Biche Fire Rescue Services on the night of December 16 at a rural property about 3 kilometers east of downtown Lac La Biche turned out to be a controlled burn by a resident. Despite monitoring, Cocotillo said that fire managed to burn some hay bales, part of a wooden outbuilding and a significant patch of field grass before it was safely extinguished. While the fire created considerable flames that caught the attention of Popol in a nearby residential subdivision, Lac La Biche RCMP say there were no charges laid in connection to the fire as the person had a lawful right to be on the property. What comes next? While Cocotillo continues to worry about the unique dangers of mild winter temperatures, the veteran firefighter is also looking to next year, and even bigger worries. With no real snow cover and no real moisture going into the winter months, the region could be tinder dry as next year's fire season begins. I'm worried about this spring coming up, unless something changes. If we don't get some rain or some wet heavy snow, some moisture. Oh boy, he said, adding that the 2023 fire season that saw millions of hectares of Alberta and BC forests burn, could pale by comparison to 2024. This year would be a dream compared to what could happen next year. Yes, said Cocotillo, strange is a good word to describe the current season of weather, but the regional fire chief has a far more serious adjective for the coming spring months if the area doesn't get the moisture it needs. It could be brutal.